The further away from you I get, the better of these sudden times. I'm coming across like I've never been better, and it tastes so fine. You rule over me like I'm fooling around when I'm not one to fool. So now I'm out of your way to get everything just like you seem to believe I want it to. I'm out of here, baby. I just wanted you. Who'd you want back seconds down? So long, was it all just a dream? Now that you've left and you're on your own, am I just some pictures deep in your iPhone? Do I cry alone? All the same.
All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of The Lounge. It's November 9th, so we're back for another week. And like I said last week, we were having a special guest, and that special guest is Dylan Kupiec, so he's back.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me, Zach.
Yeah, he's back. He was a little nervous.
Yeah, yes, I am.
But it goes down because... I don't know, this is a lot of fun thing to do, and if you bring on guests, it makes it, like, a lot more fun. Because last week I was doing it by myself, and I was like...
Yeah, I feel like that would...
I'm, like, talking to the chair, you know, and it's a ghost.
I feel like that would not be fun.
No, but, yeah, how you been? What's going on?
Pretty good, man. Can't complain. Just got school and everything going on.
Yeah,
nothing
I know.
Too crazy.
Yeah, speaking of which, this is kind of a funny thing. Our siblings just went on a Kairos retreat.
Yes, they did.
So I talked to my sister yesterday about it. Did you talk to Jack about it?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
What did he think?
He loved it. I was honestly a little worried about him enjoying it. But he said it was pretty great. He had a good time. How about you? How did Mia like it?
Oh, she really enjoyed it. She immediately said, "I want to be a leader."
Dude, that's great. That's great.
And for the people that don't know, Kairos is kind of just a senior retreat that our high school and most other Catholic and, like, religious schools have. They have these sort of retreats, and it's a multiple night stay. But, yeah, it's a really good time, and I'm glad that they enjoyed it. And plus, our parents spoke yesterday at the...
Oh, really?
At my, the final
my,
thing.
My mom didn't tell me that. That's awesome.
My mom just told me that when I was walking here, so... I told her that I was having you on here, but
damn, that's sick, bro. I miss Mrs. Hernandez.
Well, I think she's listening. So
no way,
hey, Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Hernandez. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah. But yeah, when I was talking to my sister, I was like walking back from the library and stuff, and she was telling me like all the stuff that went on, and I was like, I can't believe that. Like, I mean, it's been however long, like 3 years, 4 years since, mm-hmm. like, I last, like, really talked about it with somebody.
I know, yeah. I was thinking about that, too, because yesterday I was talking about it with him, and he was telling me, like, all this random stuff, and I was like, damn, like, we went on that. Like, it's crazy to think about. It seems so far away now, and I've been away from it for so long.
Yeah, and... Yeah, I don't know. When I was talking about it, I was just like, dang, I really miss this stuff. And, like, just asking her, like, what went down that I experienced, and I want to see if she experienced the same thing. And she first, I hope this is not, like, giving too much away, but she was like, you were the one that were, like, yelling at people and stuff. And I was like, how did you know that? I was like, did somebody tell you? And she was like, nah, because you told me that you had to greet the people coming on the retreat, and she didn't know about the whole, like, thing that went on, and surprised that I did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, it's crazy, man.
So she said her leaders were really good, and yeah, she did the open thing. You know what I'm talking about?
The open thing.
Yeah, I'm not trying to give away too much. Just
God.
In case we got younger listeners that mm-hmm. haven't gone on it yet, but
for our younger audience, yeah. don't want to spoil the fun.
Don't want to spoil the fun, but yeah. Overall, it was a good experience. I know you probably had a good experience when you went on it.
Yeah, I had a great experience. I was definitely feeling the Kai high after for a little bit.
I told her, I was like, this is what it is. Like, enjoy it.
Oh, God, you got it, bro, because it only goes downhill from here.
Yeah, and it does. Yeah, and then she wants to go on it again. And I was like, yeah, you should totally go on it again.
That's hype. So, Jack Jack was a little apprehensive about going as a leader, but I'm sure he'll come around to it.
I think, I mean, did your brother want to do one? Was your brother one or no?
Ryan? Yeah. Ryan wasn't. I don't think Caitlin was either. I think I was the first one.
Really?
But my little cousin went on it last year, and she ended up being a leader.
Didn't your cousin go on this one too?
Yeah, it was Jack, Emma, and Mia. It was a stacked Kairos.
Mm-hmm. She was telling me that her group was a little bit like passive to start, but then right at the mm-hmm. end they in full well like got everything out and did what like what kind of Kairos is. Mm-hmm. So I was glad to hear that. And yeah. I was just glad she had like a great overall experience. I knew she was gonna like it,
mm-hmm.
but to the degree of how much she liked it, I was like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. It's you always know that it'll be a good time, but not everyone like resonates with it very much.
No,
yeah. I was worried about Jack being like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
like
it
being weird, but I mean, I feel like it's rare that I hear someone having a bad experience at Kairos.
Yeah, I've only heard one.
Yeah, I remember when I was a group leader, one of my retreatants did not have a good time. Mm. It was rough.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it puts you in a tough situation because then you kind of get self conscious. You're like, am I doing this the right way?
Yeah.
But like, you just have to realize that everybody's experience is different, so you can't control that. You kind of control like what you can have to do and stuff. But that's the advice I've been given from other people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like you can lead a horse to water, you can't get him to drink it.
Yep, this is what we were missing from the show. It's good analogy. See, that's what we were missing.
the metaphors.
Like nobody's as good as that as you, bro. Nobody is. Besides, even like you and Lauren are like the two best at that.
Damn.
In my opinion,
that's elite company for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. But did you? So Mark, did you go to the basketball game yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay. So you might have to talk about that because I wasn't there. But for so Marquette played at the Al McGuire Center. It was student only. The only thing that I saw, like I didn't really, because they didn't post the highlights or whatever. Mm-hmm. The only things that I saw were we were losing at halftime, and I saw there was like a little fight that got out in the.
I had a like a party to go to yesterday, so I had to leave with like 5 minutes in the first half.
Oh,
so
I didn't
see that.
Oh, you didn't see the second half?
No, I didn't see the second half at all.
So you did you see the guys that did like the free the layup free throw in three? Did you not see that, or was that halftime?
Oh, I don't think so.
You didn't see it because my roommate Trey did it.
No way.
And then our other buddy Quinn did it at the same time.
That's crazy. Did they get it?
Trey won the domino game.
No
you know
way.
What I'm talking about?
The domino
where
game.
They have to make a layup, get the domino, bring it back.
And yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah. So what did he win?
He won a $100 Visa gift card.
Bro, that's a damn good deal.
That's a good deal. And I was surprised because I was like working and they were just like, oh, Trey's going to be on the – and he was like – he's like, I'm crapping my pants right now. He's like, I haven't shot a basketball since August.
Oh, my God, dude.
But, yeah, he did it. So
he clutched up, man. He clutched up.
Congrats to him.
Oh, God.
But anything else about the game, like the atmosphere, anything you want to talk about? Because, I mean, sad I missed it, but
yeah,
I had to do some stuff.
Honestly, dude, it was kind of a really weird game. We, as we normally do when we play at the Owl, we came out hot. I mean, within like the first, I think, 2 minutes, we were up 12-0 on them. They were only able to get like one shot off. They had like multiple shot clock violations. Dude, we had a skunk on them.
Oh, oh yeah, I forgot about the skunk.
Yeah, like we literally we were clamping them, and I literally turned to my friend. I was like, dude, I feel bad for them right now. This is like embarrassing.
Yeah.
But then we started not playing very well, and they hit a few big threes, and they were coming back. When I left, we were only up by like six, but we were just not looking good.
I heard that we shot a lot of threes that weren't going in. I'm just basing off what like my friends told
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'd say we were shooting like a fair amount of threes when at least in the part of the game that I was at. It wasn't like we were just chucking them up. But it's I am worried about the reliance on Cam. I feel like if he doesn't, like, we'll go as far as he takes us this year.
Yeah, and I've also heard concerns about a lack of a center because they don't really have like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm ready to say that the Ben Gold experiment has failed.
Well, we'll see.
Because
it's so early, and all the important games are gonna be like really definitive for him, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he hasn't really had like a ton of playing time. It's he can still turn it around.
Yeah, I think. And the fight thing that happened, it was like a little scuffle.
Yeah,
I think Cam was driving to the basket. He dished it to Ben Gold, who was cutting, and then I think, like, number two on their team, like, kind of undercut him. So he fell, and Cam just, like, rushed over and just, like, shoved the guy.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing broke out. I mean, it got broken up really quickly, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just heard George Mason was a lot better than a lot of people expected.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think that was reflected in like, the betting stats for yesterday, because we were only 14-point favorites. And, I mean, when we played Stony Brook, we were, like, 25-point favorites. So, I guess it makes sense. I feel like George Mason is always one of those...
sleeper.
Like, yeah, it's, like, a sneaky little, like, 13 seed in March Madness that upsets everyone's brackets.
Yeah. I think... didn't they make it to the Final Four one year?
If they did, it was years ago.
I'm pretty sure
it was
either them. I know VCU made it to the Final Four before, but I have a feeling George Mason went to the Final Four one time.
I think when VCU made it, Shaka was their coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
Shaka the world, baby.
I haven't even seen that guy in forever. I haven't gone to a game, but I'm hoping to go to their next game, wherever it is.
When is their next game? I think it's next week. I'm not sure, though.
If it's next week, hopefully I'll be able to go. I think I should. These last 2 weeks have been really busy for me.
Yeah, I get that. So, same here.
Yeah, I know. And this guy, Dylan, has had all the MCAT stuff.
Yes.
And everything.
Yes,
the EMT stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going? You want to tell the people?
Well, I mean, so I took the MCAT on September 6th. And I got the score that I wanted, so I'm done with that, thankfully. That was definitely like a summer project that I had.
Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I got my EMT license also over the summer. It was kind of a busy summer. I am still in the process of getting hired. I was supposed to go on – well, I technically am hired already. I was supposed to go to orientation this week, but I forgot to do, like, this one form, and the guy that I needed to get it to, like, didn't remind me. So then I called him last week, and I was like, would it be okay if, like, I left the first day of orientation a little early? And he's like, what are you talking about, man? You're not doing this. And it was just like, oh, okay. So I have to do it December 6th now, so it's I'm pushing it back a little bit.
In Milwaukee?
Yeah, it's with a Bell Ambulance.
Oh, cool. So you're going to be actually in the ambulance and stuff?
That's cool. I'll be on the streets, bro. Don't get injured. I might pull up.
Yeah, you better save some people.
I hope so.
Those stats, but I don't know. I wonder if they keep stats for you, like how many revivals and everything, you know? Like a Fortnite.
Dude, that'd be so fire. The medic.
Who's the leading revival man in the hospital right now?
I wish, bro. It's the EMT kind of sucks because, like, you have no idea how the people end up doing, because your entire job, you're supposed to show up on the scene, you're supposed to get off the scene within 10 to 15 minutes, like, max, and then you just drop them off, and you give, like, the hospital their papers, and then you move on. Like, you never find out how they did.
Yeah. I mean, I've never really thought of it that way, because, like, you hear of, like, I bet people have heard, like, especially in, like, the bigger accidents, but, like, if there's just, like, a simple, like, a heart attack, or, like, someone's having a stroke and you have to take him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they never have that option to, like, know what happened.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but, like, I don't know. You're also kind of good, like, because you're just like, what did I do? And, like, good, like, ignorance is bliss in that sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Plus, it's like, my guess is if you're like an EMT in, like, a big city, I would think that, like, a lot of the trauma cases you get, they're probably not going to end up pretty well.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It's I guess ignorance is bliss. You don't want to see how many people don't make it.
Have you gone on any trips yet or no?
When I was getting my license, one of the things to, like, get your license, you have to go on, like, shadow runs with people. So you have to do, like, EMT. You have to just, like, work side by side with, like, actual EMTs. So I've done that twice. I didn't do a whole lot. It's just, like, kind of moving the patients around and stuff like that. But it's interesting. It's crazy how much downtime you get. My first run I had, it was a 12-hour shift from 7 to 7 on like a Tuesday. And in 12 hours, we had 3 cases. Like, at one point, I took, like, an hour and a half long nap because they were just, like, there's nothing else
to do.
Where
are you sitting at, like... Is it in the hospital or what?
So it depends on like what ambulance company you're working for. Like at the two in Milwaukee, I'm pretty sure. When you finish your call, you just go back to the station, and you can just chill until your next thing. But with when I was doing it in Chicago, since the area we cover is so much larger, we just stay in the ambulance the entire day.
Oh.
So, like, you literally don't leave the ambulance. So, like, you have to bring everything you need. You have to, like, bring your lunch.
Is it big enough?
It's a van. So, there's obviously the driver in the passenger seat. But then in the back, there's three or four seats, not including the stretcher. It's definitely a little crammed, but you can, not like I didn't have enough space, you know?
So what'd you do? Like, just chill, I guess? Or did you work on stuff?
Honestly, for most of the day I did, like, MCAT prep. I was just doing, questions and stuff. Because the ambulance, it does have Wi-Fi, which is nice.
Oh, sweet.
So I was doing that. I was just chilling on my phone. And then, yeah, like, at one point I took, like, an hour and a half long nap.
Damn.
It was chill.
Sleeping on the job?
Yeah. it's crazy, bro.
12 hours is a lot.
Yeah.
Half a day of just wait. And you get 3 cases? I mean, how long do those cases take?
Well, it's kind of luck of the draw. Where, like, those 3 cases, it wasn't that bad. Like, we just showed up onto the scene. We helped the person. We transferred them to, like, the hospital. And then we moved off. So it was, like, maybe in, like, an hour max. But,
They weren't, like in critical condition? Or?
No, it was typically with, like, private ambulances, you do a lot of, you go to, like, old folks' homes,
Falls.
And you're, like, transfer.
Yeah.
It's a lot of inter-facility transfers with private ambulances. You don't get, like, a whole lot of trauma stuff. But then, like, on my second run, we transferred a guy, and it was, like, the place we transferred him to when we transferred him back, it was, like, an hour away. So it was, like, a 3-hour call.
Holy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Three hours?
Well, an hour away, so you had to drive him an hour?
Yeah. Because it's in Chicago, so it was only, like, a 25-minute drive, but we went at, like, 3 o'clock, so there was just a ton of traffic.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I don't know if I'd want to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like it gets, well, I mean, I don't, maybe it's different from, like, the actual, like, hospital
mm-hmm.
and EMTs and stuff. Because wouldn't they get, like, all, like, the heart attack?
Well, people? I honestly don't know if there's, like, I'm pretty sure, like, part of the job of an EMT is, like, you are working in the field. Like, I don't think many EMTs work in a hospital. I think that's more like a doctor's job.
Yeah.
Because I mean, that's kind of the point of EMT is like you're not. It's not about like fixing them. It's about maintaining them, like keeping them stable.
Yeah.
And then you drop them off to the doctors who can actually do something about it.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Reminds me of like athletic training because that's kind of like their EMTs essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's, in, like, every, like, medical field, there is something like an EMT where it's, like, you're not the highest level person, but you know how to, like, keep a person stable, get them until their next visit or whatever.
So do you, like, what's the training like? Do they, like, is it a lot of science-based stuff, or?
Honestly, no. It's, I mean, you have to know, like, some of the basic science. Like, you have to know like cardiac rhythm. It's kind of like you have to know like a very basic understanding of the science, and you have to know what goes wrong with the science. So like arrhythmias and stuff, you have to be able to detect that, or like if they have something, if they have like a blockage in their lungs, you need to be able to hear that and understand, because like your lungs will make different sounds based on different things happening to the lungs. So you have to be able to differentiate between those and know which one is happening, because that'll affect how you're treating them.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. I think I'll learn more about that next semester, I'm pretty sure.
Why? What are you taking next semester?
We just got to take, like, another exercise testing class,
mm-hmm.
and it's with one of the professors at the X-Phys program. His name is Dr. Mike
mm-hmm.
Dinderin, and he's like a cardiac specialist for like kids at the Children's mm-hmm. Hospital, but he also works here. So, like, he like last year when we had just human physiology, he taught like the heart unit and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think with this class, it's gonna be a lot of heart related things, like, because I mean he specializes in that stuff.
Hmm.
So like when we had labs last year, he like he did an ultrasound on me.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah. So he just like had like the gel and stuff and
yeah.
laid me down and just like, so on the screen it just showed my heartbeat and everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it was weird. I was like, dang.
Yeah, dude, it's
like,
weird.
You could see it pumping. I'm like, oh.
It's always weird to think about the fact that like the stuff we're learning, it's just like happening like inside of our body at all times.
Yeah. Not nutrition.
Oh god, dude. It's pretty crazy. But that's exciting. I feel like at least for me now, I'm getting at the point where like I'm kind of tired learning about the like the super like theoretical part of like medicine. Like I feel like I'm getting to the part where I'm like I'd like to know how to like treat patients and
stuff. Yeah, I know. I want to do some actual like stuff. I want to do a lot of like stretching. Like I wonder if that's an option for me, cuz like a lot of stretching is what I want to do. Like I know because based on like at the clinics that I worked at and stuff, they do a lot of stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Like the PTs do a lot of stretching and a lot of like massage work, massage therapy and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I want to learn that stuff is really interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because I know like stretching can alleviate a lot of pain sometimes, like even if it's just like a musculoskeletal injury or whatever, but I just want to learn the basis of like stretching a patient and like giving them massage therapy and mm-hmm. kind of activating that muscle in a sense and activating their neuromuscular or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very interesting to me, and I like I'm really looking forward to learning that. So like I don't know how much this has to do with it, but next semester I'm taking cognitive motor.
Oh damn.
And that's I heard sick. That class is really interesting, mm-hmm. so I'm excited to take that. And I met the professor that taught it a couple last Friday.
Interesting. Yeah, that sounds super cool.
Yeah.
I feel like that's definitely important to know for, like, stretching out and stuff. Because a lot of stretching and, like, a lot of, like, those forms of therapies, it's, although it is helping the muscle, it's also, like, helping the nerves and stuff a lot. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to think about.
You know the PNF stretch?
I do not.
The proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation.
Why, dude? Why would I know what that is?
Yeah, I've done it on people before. I did it on my roommate before because he like hurt his like hamstring
mm-hmm.
for because he's in the rowing club.
Yeah,
and I like did the stretch on it. It actually worked.
Damn, that's fire, bro.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
So yeah, I don't know. School's fine. At least I mean, it's your senior year. So.
Oh God, it's
two more semester or. One and a half more semesters.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
of undergrad.
This semester, the semester's almost over, dude.
Yeah, it's flying.
It flew. Yeah, I know. I register for classes on Monday for the last time.
Yeah, it's sad, dude.
It's crazy.
Mine is on the 14th, I think.
14th.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, you're the 19 credits, bro. You're,
yeah, don't even talk about it.
You're crazy.
I'm looking forward to that. No. But, yeah, another thing that we're doing is soccer right now. Are you coming tomorrow?
What time is it at?
It's either 1 or 2.
1 or 2. Yep, I'll be there.
Yes.
You can count on me.
Yeah, so we are 1-1 right now.
Yes, we are.
Yesterday, I mean, last Sunday we had a nice win in the rain.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect soccer weather. It was like 55 degrees
yeah,
and rainy.
And I normally don't like, and the rain is all right, but. It was, like, the perfect rain, because it wasn't even, like, coming down. It was just, like...
Yeah. It was, like, it had rained. It wasn't, like, raining while we were playing.
Yeah.
So, like, it was, the turf was slick and stuff.
And it wasn't even windy, because it's mm-hmm. normally windy down there.
Yeah, usually. I mean, we're right off the river.
Yeah.
We
got a good win. So, what do you think of the team so far? I mean, obviously, we haven't had everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've had like, this team was a completely different team than last week.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because we didn't have any of my roommates.
Oh, that's a fair point.
One of Jackson's roommates wasn't there because he's not even really on the team. We just mm-hmm. needed a body.
Yeah.
The two guys, Anthony and Jonathan, weren't there last week, so, like, they were here this week.
Mm. Yeah. I think the team's pretty solid. I think when it comes to intramural, you just need, like, like a core group of guys, and then
you just need experienced players. Yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they need to outweigh the inexperienced players.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot like one of the biggest things that helped us last week was just like, I feel like you and I like recognized the way that their offense was running, and we were able to like kind of switch up our plan because of that. And then they didn't really have like any offensive production after that. Well, actually, they did, because they're hitting some bangers. But
so was Joe.
Yeah. Oh my God. Honestly, as long as we've got Joe, we're chilling.
Joe is our law student player on our team, and he scored four.
He scored four goals last week, and they were not just tap-ins, dude. They were like all outside the 18. It was insane.
He banged in four. Jackson Carl scored one, and then they had a bad own goal.
They did. Oh my God,
Did it hit the post and then it hit off the goalie and then?
Yeah,
that was to tie the game. We were like, "What?"
Okay, yeah, that was brutal, dude. We'll take it.
We'll take it. Yeah, but Joe was good. Jackson was actually telling me he was like next time maybe like he should play in the middle and then I'll go up front, and I was like, sure, whatever you want, like
I mean, it's early in the season. We
got like two more games left. We got this one, and then the next one, and then the playoffs.
Are you kidding me? That is our. I guess that makes sense.
Because we don't have one because of like Thanksgiving break.
Yeah, that makes sense. What is how is the playoffs gonna work? We only have 1 week once we get back from Christmas or from Thanksgiving.
I think they make it during the week.
Interesting. So it's like a. If you win, you play the next day, kind of thing.
Or like if you win, you play again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm about to die, bro.
It's how it was last year, like when you were abroad. Because we had a playoff game, and if we won, we had to play. I remember we had like one sub or whatever, and if we won, we had to play the next game, and we would have been like absolutely tired.
Dude, and it was 11v11.
No, this was 7v7.
Dude, they had a 7v7 and 11v11 league?
Yeah, they had a lot of leagues.
That's sick.
They had one at the beginning of the semester, and then the 11s league started in, like, March.
Interesting.
But the 7-on-7 league, we were actually quite decent. We just, I don't even remember our record, but I remember it was the playoff game where we played the number one seed. We were actually hanging in with them, and then they scored like one or two, and then they just kept going, and we were like, oh, no. I mean, I scored a couple, but like they were like right when there was like 5 minutes left.
Yeah, it's tough. I feel like when you're playing those like the one seed teams or like the teams where it's like it's clear that these guys have been playing with each other for years.
They were so good.
Yeah. I feel like that you always start off like – you're like neck and neck, and you're like, man, I think we can do this. And then they score one, and it's just like,
it's and then it's over. Then it's over after they score one. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, it's I don't know what it does, but like it just awakens something in them.
It's demoralizing because you're like, oh no, yeah, we actually have to play offense now.
So yeah, exactly. Can't just park the bus.
I know.
I wish.
I think our team's good. Like I think we can. I mean, depends who we play, obviously, but. I think we could go far in it.
Yeah, no, I think we're solid. Like I said, we've got a solid core. As long as Joe is still acting like prime Messi, we're chilling, man. We can go anywhere.
I'm just like you and Matt are good in the back.
I think
he came the first week and I was like he said he could play like anywhere, but I was like, could you play defense? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then he did fine. I mean, even though we lost, and then I was like, when you come to play and. Like, I feel like you guys together will be really good because then you don't, like, need, like, three or four guys on a back line. It could just be you two that could cover a whole lot of ground.
Yeah, no, I thought we were making a pretty cohesive unit. Like, there was never any, like, gaps in our defense. I think, I think he's solid. Yeah. I think we'll be good. I gotta get John to pull up to be goalie.
Oh, my God. I forgot. How is that guy?
He's doing pretty well. They're in finals week right now.
Oh,
the PT wow. students are.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's weird the way they have set up because they do they have finals this week. They're finished what's the date? They finish like the 19th, I think. Or like that's when they leave.
And they
go to clinical. Yeah, they go to clinical. So, I'm living alone after next Sunday through the rest of the semester.
Where are they going, do you know?
Roman is going back to Arizona to do his clinical. He also lives in Arizona, so he'll just be at
home.
He's
from Arizona?
Well, he's from Washington, but then...
What?
Yeah, I know, pretty crazy.
I always thought he was from, like... I thought he was from Illinois.
Nah, bro, he's a... I mean, I feel like you just kind of assume everyone here is from Illinois.
He just seems like the person.
Oh, God, he... I feel like he's got that... That Midwest vibe to him.
He does.
He doesn't have that Pacific Northwest hipster in him.
He's not hipster.
Yeah, he's from Washington, and then his family moved to Arizona a few years ago.
Oh, okay. So yeah. He's doing his clinical there.
Yeah, he's doing his clinical there. And then John lives in Gurnee, so he's doing his clinical there. They're just going back home.
Yeah, that's... I mean,
He's not going back home. He's Roman is going to Madison.
Oh, I see.
This summer he's doing his clinical in Arizona. I got that mixed up.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder. So he has to pay the housing for you guys,
mm-hmm.
and then he has to pay another housing.
Well, actually, I think since the clinical for the clinical that they're going on is it's only like 3 or 4 weeks, so he's like living in a dorm. Like, he's getting free food and stuff.
Oh, that's good, at least.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty clutch. Because, yeah, they're going to have to pay for, like, 2 months of rent when they're just, like, not there.
Yeah, I know. That's brutal. But, yeah, that's one of my goals is for clinicals is to, for the longer ones, definitely go to ones in Chicago so I can live at home. That just makes the most sense financially.
Yeah, I feel like that's what most people try to end up doing. Plus, I mean, with the PT stuff set up, I mean, you're here for another 2 years after you graduate. Might as well get some extended time at home since you don't really get summers once you graduate from undergrad.
Yeah, I think this theoretically could be my last, like, summer at home.
That's crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
But it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm also looking forward to, like, Thanksgiving break and everything because, I mean, that's coming up and... couple weeks.
I know it's crazy. I mean, Halloween just ended, and I feel like it's already. I mean, we're 2 weeks away from
yeah.
Or no, we're 3 weeks away. So we still got some time.
Are we turkey bowling it,
dude? Let me know. I gotta start setting it up
before Charm pulls his leg at the first play.
Oh God,
of the game.
Dude, we have mandatory stretching. Year.
That's why I want to learn stretching so nobody gets hurt, right?
You can do the PNF stretch on him.
Yeah, PNF on him.
You got him, bro.
But definitely looking forward to Thanksgiving.
I know. I'm hyped for the Friendsgiving with Emily too, bro.
I gotta see what the weekend looks like. So what is it, the 22nd? No, the 21st is Thanksgiving?
No, it's the week after, yeah. It's late. Super late this year. That's why we come back from Thanksgiving break and we only have one more week of classes.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Holy, I see. Well, again, just got to get through it, I guess.
On God, just got to get through
forward.
It. Yep, we'll get there. Soon enough, it'll be Christmas break.
It'll be Christmas break, and then that's a whole month.
Oh, God, dude. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a fast year. Low-key, it is not, dude. This year's been so long.
Really? You think so?
Well, I mean, me being in Europe for the first, like, 4 months, I feel like made it feel a lot that. Longer. I mean, that feels like it was ages ago.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What do you think about, like, the whole, like, Bears thing now? I mean, about last week. Or not last week, 2 weeks ago, the Hail Mary.
Dude, I don't even want to talk about it, man. I'm so upset with the Bears right now.
I can't believe I got back from studying, and the second I got back, they were, like, literally about to win.
Oh, my God, dude.
I got back, and I was like, oh, let's go, they actually won and stuff, and then that happened. I was like, oh, no, and the funny thing is, our TV cut out.
So
Daniels is running around, we're blitzing him and stuff. The second he throws the ball, the screen buffers.
Oh my God.
So we're like, oh no, whatever. And we were just like, come on, Hail Mary and stuff. And then I get a Twitter notification saying that the Commanders won. And then I just hear like whoever it was, because I left to go into my room and I just hear, no way.
Dude, it's...
So then I run back. I was like, what happened and stuff? And then the screen played, and then I was like, how?
Oh, only us, dude. Only the Bears would lose that way.
Did you see the, like, the glove and, like, the football and stuff are in the Hall of Fame? Yeah. Why is that in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I don't think it was that crazy a play that it needs to be enshrined forever.
That's so sad.
Oh, God, dude. they own the Bears for the rest of eternity now. It's enshrined, bro.
Yeah. I mean, who do they play this week?
We play the Patriots, so hopefully it should be an easy win, but we'll find a way, man. I don't know. That's at least been the nice thing, is that Caleb has played well against the bad teams, which is
a good thing.
It is a good thing because he's taking what's given to him. But I mean, anytime we're playing a real team, we're getting killed, and I don't think that's Caleb's fault. I think it's coaching.
Yeah. And my dad, I don't know, like I told you, my dad's like was always saying, like, since before the draft, that the Bears should have drafted Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams.
Honestly, I'm not upset with us taking Caleb. And I think Caleb will end up being fine. I think the top three quarterbacks from this draft, I think Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb are all going to be franchise guys. Drake May has looked really good, but I think people underestimate how much coaching is playing a factor here.
I think I'm starting to see that a lot now.
It's just like the preparation just obviously is not very good.
The funny one was the lineman, and he fumbled at the Commanders game, where instead of running with the running back, they gave it to the lineman, and he fumbled.
Dude, it was I saw something like, Roshan Johnson is, this year at least, has every time he's gotten a carry within like the two, within like 2 yards, he has gotten like the yards to go. Like, it's, and he's done this like 10 times. There's no player in the NFL that has done it, and we decide to give it to our backup center with the game on the line.
And he fumbles.
It was, oh my God. I honestly hope we keep playing this poorly, because we need Eberflus to go. We need Waldron to go too. I want us to hire Ben Johnson of the Detroit Lions so bad.
Is he the head coach?
No, he's the offensive coordinator.
Oh, okay.
But he's
definitely a good offensive coordinator, so they can run an offense.
Yeah, exactly.
Not throwing 0 yard screen passes.
Yeah, every.
Why do they do that every time?
Dude, I don't know. And it's not even like,
it doesn't
like,
even work.
No, it doesn't work. And we did that with Fields last year too. Like, I don't know how much you watched of Fields, but like his average depth of throw was like 2 yards last year. They do not trust them to make passes.
And they got all these wide receivers too.
Yeah, literally, dude. Like, our offense should be good. And, like, our O-line is not good. Like, don't get me wrong. But it's still, like, it's, like, I think it's, like, 20th in the NFL. Like, it is not absolutely atrocious. Like, we could definitely make it work.
Yeah. I don't know. Every time I watch them, though, it just seems like he gets sacked, like, 10 times a game.
Yeah. It's,
every year, the quarterback gets sacked, like, 10 times.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, is we've been saying that for almost like half a decade now, of like, our O-line needs help. Like, dude, how long does it take to develop
an
O-line?
I don't know how bad they could be every single year, but it just seems like they just let the gates open. They just like don't even block. They don't even block, and then they just run right through.
Yeah, every time. And that's where I feel like it comes to coaching. I was just watching a video of the Commanders, because like the Commanders, their offensive line, like, they don't have any like big name offensive line guys, but they still have like a top 10 offensive line, because they have so much like, their running backs are helping so much in pass blocking. Like, they have a lot of they have a lot of like secondary O-line guys. And that's where it's just like the head coach of the Commanders, or yeah, the Commanders, is like, he knows what he's doing. Like, he's good at what he's doing, and it's just clear that Eberflus and Waldron, dude, they don't know what they're doing.
But it seems, I wonder if the players even like them. Because I heard that he's like a good players coach.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, have you seen what DJ Moore's been doing?
No.
DJ Moore last week, there was a play where Caleb was like scrambling out to the left, and DJ Moore like cut back, and he was like on the left side of the field, and he was guarded, and he literally just walked off the field in the middle of the play. Like, the play was still going on. He walked off and sat down. And everyone was, like, freaking out about it. And they like, asked him. And he was like, oh, I tweaked my ankle. But then he was in on the next play. Like, at the very next play, he was on the field. So it's, and then he was – DJ Moore was talking on some radio show the next day. And they were like, has Flus lost the locker room? And DJ Moore was like, I don't want to say yes. But – and then just gave, like, an ambiguous answer.
I don't want to say yes. Like, okay, just say yes, Steve.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
Well, if he has lost the locker room, that's not good.
It's, you know, it might be not good for the short term, but I think for the long term it would be good.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know, it's interesting. Plus, my fantasy teams are really bad, so.
Yeah, it's, I swear to God, man, There's some bad luck in our friend fantasy league. My team is always terrible.
Did you see what happened to me? I lost two wide receivers on the same day. Yeah, two of my starters.
That was to season ending.
To season ending. Like, what? How does that even happen? Who was it? Chris Godwin and
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah,
and they were both bad.
And
they were both bad injuries
too. Like, it's just like why me?
Oh, my God.
I drafted them for a reason.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were good, and they are good, but they have to be fragile.
If it makes you feel better, I lost one of my starting wide receivers last week to a broken collarbone, and then...
Who?
Christian Kirk.
Oh, no.
And then Deontay Johnson got traded to the Ravens, and he has, in two games for them, he has one target and one catch.
Great.
For 7 yards.
Great.
Exactly what I want out of my fantasy receivers.
Yeah. It's tough, dude. It's a tough business. I started T. Higgins.
Oh, that's brutal.
Well, one, it was my fault because I didn't even look. And I normally just trust my lineup that it's fine on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if T. Higgins was, like, never going to play or if it was a last-minute decision.
No, dude, he's been out for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, so he's probably been in my lineup for 3 weeks then.
Probably.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, dude.
Hate fantasy football.
Dude, fantasy football love, bro.
It's
so awesome.
It's not fun anymore.
It's well, you just gotta pay attention to it more, man. You would.
I set my lineups every Sunday, but it never works out.
Yeah, it's tough. Did you watch that game at all? The Ravens Bengals.
I saw the ending of it. I saw the nice catch made by Ja'Marr Chase, who went off that game, and then they went for two and didn't get it.
Dude, what do you think about them going for two?
Oh, we were watching. We were like, why are they going for two? Like, they shouldn't do that and stuff. And then we're like, oh, they called a timeout. Or I kicked the field goal and stuff. And then they go back out there. And we're just like, what the hell are they doing?
Oh, my God.
But to be fair, there was like three flags on that play that they didn't call.
Dude, yeah, there were so many flags on that play. It was insane.
I saw a face mask. I saw two. I saw a face mask and a pass interference on the guy that wasn't the target.
Yeah. Yeah, it was brutal, man. It was, I don't know, I kind of support them going for two, though. I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, but I feel like they should have gotten another play, at least.
Oh, for 100%, dude. It would have, I mean,
I thought we were just like, oh, why would they do that? And I saw the replay, and I was like, that's kind of unfair. And even the guy, what's his name? The guy that does the referee stuff that they get on the commentary. Yeah, he was like, this should have been two flags on this play. I was like, I thought you can review this stuff.
No, it's you can't if they don't call a flag, you can't review it.
Damn.
I know it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's sad how many games are decided by like refs just not doing their job.
They missed. I mean, there were two completely obvious ones that they missed. Like I mean, I didn't see it at the beginning, but they're the ones that are on the field watching.
Oh God, dude, that you're literally being paid to do that.
They get paid a lot of money, too.
Yeah, they get paid a lot of money.
To rig the games. So, but, yeah. Should we close this down a little bit? Do you have any final words?
I don't think I have any.
What's going on in your life? Like the, what's it called, Hot Ones? What's going on in your life?
yeah, honestly, nothing. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, see, it wasn't too bad, right?
No, it wasn't too bad. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, you got a song to play?
Ooh, dude, you keep putting me on the spot with the song.
I should have asked you that before, but it's all right.
Dude, I feel like we got to go with something from Kendrick, right?
Does it have any explicits?
Oh, I can switch up then. oh my God. play Give Up Baby Go by Peach Pit.
Is it on here?
No, it's not.
It's on the other one.
From the.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah. Thanks for coming on. It's your clutch for this.
Of course, bro. I've been waiting, man. I've been waiting for the invite.
Mm-hmm. And you got it. So.
I got it.
But we hope everybody has a good Sunday. Not Sunday. Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Hope everyone has a good weekend.
Good weekend, and go Marquette. Mm-hmm. And we'll just see everybody next week.
Yes,
so.
Sir. Thanks for having me, Zach.
Yep. Have a good one, everybody.
Yep.
So. Could you hear me? Can you hear me for the last 20 minutes?
Last night I got drunk, waiting at the boxcar like you wanted. I waited, you called it. You never made it. I'm just sad alone, trying to pick it up and move along. You said you're